Blog Talk Radio.
You are now connected to the Christian whistleblower, Jeffrey Dardy.
Taking on 2,000 years of indoctrination, 2 hours at a time.
Sink or swim, deep end information.
Asking questions no one else will.
Parabiblical research, spiritual technology. Personal empowerment.
Be your own guru.
Master your own ascension.
Guide your own spirit.
And now, showing you how, the Christian whistleblower, Jeffrey Dardy.
Welcome to the Christian Whistleblower. I am Jeffrey Dardy, coming to you from the shores of Little Lake Fairview in Orlando, Florida. On another beautiful day in Florida, by beautiful I mean hot as hell. August is the price we pay for living in Florida year-round with perfect weather in the wintertime. But hey, it's worth it. It's August. We're here. We're glad to be here. We're glad you're here for the Fresh Daily Show. As I sneak a sip of my Fresh Daily Coffee, Fresh Daily Skateboards and Gourmet Coffee, FreshDailyCo.com. And listen, this is good stuff today. Demons Part 2. If you didn't listen to Part 1, you should probably check it out, because it answers the questions of who's this guy to be talking to us about demons, acting like he's some kind of an expert or something. Well, go ahead and take a look, take a listen to the show yesterday, and you'll understand why I know what I'm talking about. Today, I want to talk to you a little bit about the Religion Watch Daily, a teenager in Argentina. And this is graphic, but this is why we do what we do. This is why I'm always saying unindoctrinate yourself. Teenage girl, gang raped, eyes gouged out in brutal exorcism ordered by a pastor in Argentina. The girl was having visions of goats that her family thought were demonic. So this preacher, this pastor, orders an exorcism, supplies a knife. In this exorcism, the girl gets gang raped, and allegedly her sister, her very own sister, takes the knife provided by the pastor and cuts the girl's eyes out. So there you have it. Praise the Lord. There you have big time religion at work. And people don't like to hear it. People don't like to think about it. People don't like to talk about it. But guess what? This is big time religion at work. This is Roman Catholicism. This is Roman Protestantism at work, ladies and gentlemen. Just like the Catholic priest yesterday, Manuel Gallo Espinosa, saying that even though he had a sexual encounter with a 15-year-old boy, he's not a pedophile person. Just like Joel Osteen living in a $20, $30, $40, $50 million house while he's got people in his church on welfare and food stamps. How much is too much to pay a pastor? We talked about that yesterday. Franklin Graham making $1 million a year. If you have to ask if you're paying your pastor too much, you are. Just that simple. And I can't don't get me started. I'm trying to raise 10 grand so I can get to 100 grand so we can get this message out and bring down big time religion. And Joel Osteen's living in a $50 million house and Franklin Graham's making $1 million a year. Ay, ay, ay. What are you going to do? You're going to keep on keeping on. That's what you're going to do, because we're in this thing. And I get lambasted again today by some lunatic, says what a dog I am, that goes on and show how I'm right, which is kind of interesting. But I'm in this till the end. And fortunately, I'm good enough at what I do in a secular realm to get my own money, make my own way. But it's just going to take a little more time. So anyway, here we are, doing what we do. And I watched something yesterday which was fascinating, for more ways than one, I guess, for more reasons than one, I should say. And I'm writing a little article about it that should be out later today. And the article is called Alex Jones, David Duke, and the Elephant in the Room. And if you watched or haven't watched, there was they called it a debate, but it was more like show and tell. Alex Jones, David Duke on the Alex Jones Show. And first of all, let me give Alex Jones credit for inviting David Duke on the show. He won't invite me on the show. I think it's because he's too far into the Christian realm and he doesn't want the exposure of my message showing that he's actually supporting part of the problem. So that's why Alex Jones won't have me on the program. But David Duke is still into the same Christian mythology that Alex Jones is. So it's all right to bring David Duke on, but you can't bring Jeffrey Darty on. But anyway, let's move beyond that. And you had Alex Jones and David Duke on the Alex Jones Show. And again, credit Jones for bringing David Duke on, Dr. David Duke, I should say, to be a fully respectful representative, David Duke. And I mean, he is what he is, but there's no reason to be rude. And David Duke was on the Alex Jones Show, and Alex Jones brought him on basically to get David Duke on record saying that the Jews are the problem. And Alex Jones was on record saying, well, it's really the Catholics and other elites. And depending upon your point of view, you would say David Duke is right. It is mainly the Jewish elites that are controlling the New World Order. Or you might say Alex Jones was right. It's mainly the Catholic elites that are controlling the New World Order and other elites beyond just the Jewish. And David Duke was much more polished, much more professional, much better in his delivery. And Alex Jones kind of haltingly, stumblingly got his points across. I don't know, maybe Jones, somebody said Jones brought a knife to a gunfight. And rhetorically speaking, that's really what it is. Duke was succinct. Duke was professional. Duke had his ducks in a row, and Jones was scrambling. But the fact that Jones tried to make was, it's not just the Jewish elites that are controlling the New World Order. And Jones mentioned a couple times Catholic elites, and he mentioned several times other elites. He didn't give specifics like Duke did, but Duke says that it's the Jewish elites that are running the New World Order. Alex Jones says that it's the Catholic elites and other elites that are running the New World Order. And guess who's right? They're both right. David Duke's right. Jewish elites are doing a great deal to run the New World Order. Alex Jones is right. Catholic elites are doing a great deal to run the New World Order, and also elites outside of the Jewish and Catholic camps are doing a lot to run the New World Order. And here's the elephant in the room. They were like the old elephant story. You know, the blind, three blind guys, four blind guys, I don't know how many blind guys there were, but they're told to go up to this elephant and describe what an elephant is. Of course, the guy in the front feels the trunk. It's like a great serpent. It's a big snake. The guy in the back feels, you know, the tail. Oh, it's like a rope. And one guy on the side, you know, feels, I guess, the side of him. Oh, it's like a big boulder. So they're all describing the elephant, but they're only describing pieces of the elephant. But the elephant, and this was in a sort of a way like that, Duke describing part of the elephant, David Duke, Dr. David Duke describing part of the elephant, Alex Jones describing another part of the elephant, but neither one of them getting to the whole elephant, if you will. I wanted to say elefante, the whole elefante, if you will. And the elephant in the room is that Dr. David Duke's right, it is the Jews. Alex Jones is right, it is the Catholics. Alex Jones is right, it is the Protestant and other elites, because it's the Lord. What do the Jews, the Catholics, and the Protestants have in common? Not to mention the Muslims, who are the patsies and the bad guys in this whole thing. What do Muslims, Catholics, Jews, and Christians all have in common? They're all religions of the Lord. And I don't know if Dr. David Duke knows it or if Alex Jones knows it. I think Alex Jones probably knows it. Well, I don't know. That's not fair. I don't know if he knows it any more than David Duke knows it. But they're talking about symptoms of the same disease, but they won't name the disease. It is the descendants and followers of Abrahamic religion, which is run by the Lord, which is controlling the New World Order. Yes, Jewish elites are controlling the New World Order. Yes, Catholic elites are controlling the New World Order. Yes, Protestant elites are controlling the New World Order because they're all foot soldiers of the Lord, because the Lord is Yahweh of Judaism. The Lord is Allah of Islam. The Lord is the Lord God of Catholicism and the Lord God of Protestant Christianity. The elephants in the room, neither of these two experts could or would identify him. And if Alex Jones wants to bring me on his show, I can clearly identify this and bring out the entire story so that everyone can get the entire story, not just bits and pieces of it. I've called him several times. Won't have me on the show. I think it's because he doesn't want this Christian message exposed. So Alex Jones, man up. I respect you. You got a great show. You do a service. And stop ducking a brother. Bring me on the show. It'd be a great show, and I'd love to be on with you. And Mr. Duke, if you would like to have me on your show, I'd certainly be open to being on the David Duke show as well. Because I think, Dr. Duke, you've got a part of it right, but I don't know if you're hiding a part of it or if you're just unaware of the totality of what's going on. So either way, having you gentlemen on would be a great honor. And I probably should invite you folks onto my show and see if we can talk about it. And I think I'm going to do that. Let me make myself a note. Sorry, folks. Give me just a second. Invite Alex Jones and Dr. Duke on show. Wow, that's a great idea. That could actually happen. I don't know if Jones would do it. I wish he would. And I like Alex Jones. I don't listen to him much anymore because it's, you know, like listening to Rush Limbaugh. You can miss 3 months and it's still the same thing. But Alex Jones does do a service. He brings a lot of information to a lot of people that they would never otherwise see. I think he is a little bit too much of a fear monger, but you know, who am I to criticize Alex Jones? He's a giant, and I'm a, I guess, kind of like a flea compared to the elephant that Alex Jones would be. And David Duke has got a big audience as well. So there you have it. But that's David Duke, Alex Jones, and the elephant in the room. And I'm the guy talking about the elephant in the room. I'm the only one that'll talk about this. I'm the only one that does what I do. And I could sure use your help to be able to do it a lot more and get this message out. But today we're talking about demons. Yesterday we were talking about demons and we didn't get into it very much. But today we are going to talk more about demons. And of course, there's two paradigms, really, two extreme paradigms. One is everybody knows demons are real. And the other one is everybody knows demons are fake. And both of those are extremes. Both of them are symptoms of a disease, and both of them are dangerous to you. Yesterday, we talked about who I am to talk about demons and to talk about what I'm talking about, my credentials, if you will. And we talked about how demons will leave a person, go about in the desert areas, as it says in Luke, and we use Luke because Luke was a devil casting out evangelist. And we need to look and to see what these things really are. And Luke talked about when a demon spirit goes out of a man, and that word demon, we're trying to get to something and teach you something and show you something. The word demon, unclean, means a wrong mix. Unbalanced. Unclean spirit. Unclean means a wrong mix. Unbalanced. Spirit means vital principle, energetic essence. So when Luke and Matthew after him talks about unclean spirits, what they're really saying literally is a wrongly mixed, unbalanced vital principle or energetic essence. That's what a demon is. And we're going to talk about that at length a little bit more later in the program. But for now, just let that marinate in your mental faculties that a demon, according to Luke, who was the original New Testament exorcist, and Luke said that a unclean spirit is a wrongly mixed, unbalanced, energetic essence. And then Luke said, when a wrongly mixed, unbalanced, energetic essence is cast out of a person, and it literally means when they are gone out from the human, and they do get driven out. They don't get driven out by gang rape. They don't get driven out by cutting eyes out. They don't get driven out by some guy in a dress sprinkling holy water on them and chanting Latin incantations. I had some person take me to task yesterday or the day before about, how could you be an exorcist? You don't even know Latin. And I wanted to say, how stupid are you? And I might have even said that as I sneak a drink of fresh daily coffee. I have become much less subtle. Maybe it's because I'm 52 now. And, you know, what it really is my give-a-damn is busted. My give-a-damn, I dropped it the other day, and it broke for the final time. It's beyond repair. My give-a-damn is busted. I don't have time for you idiots that want to say stupid things to me. I'm just going to call you an idiot, blast you, and move on. Now, I don't do that to everybody. I know who's an idiot and who's not, but I don't even know Latin. Who cares if I know Latin? Do you think demons care if it's Latin or English? It's the intention. It's the power. It's if you got the stones to do the deed, brother. Doesn't matter what language you're speaking. So get that crap out of here. Get that con out of my face. If you've never seen Nacho Libre, you need to. So once the unbalanced energetic essence is driven out or has gone out from the human, they do go out, just not like we think they go out. And more on that coming up. Luke said it passes through dry places seeking nourishment and refreshment. Now, this is a key. The unbalanced energetic essence, when it leaves the human, passes through dry places seeking nourishment and refreshment. This is a key factor. A human is a place of nourishment and refreshment for an unbalanced energetic entity. Let me say that again. I know some of you hate it when I do that, but repetition is the mother of learning. I believe Ben Franklin said that. But a human is a place of nourishment and or refreshment for a demon, what you're calling demons, and I'll stay with your phraseology for now. They have no sustenance outside a human. Sometimes within animals, but they don't want to be in animals really anymore than they have to. It's kind of like the Twilight vampires, and I am. I'm the only heterosexual male in the Western world that has read all of the Twilight novels. I openly confess to that. The first one or two were really good. The last ones I was hooked on. The movies were crap. Don't even waste your time. The novels are actually pretty good. They're I would say for all of them were well written. The first, I don't know if there's five of them, four of them. At least three and a half of them were really good. The last one you read just because you had to read the last one. But and I'll make this interesting observation, and, you know, I know we're kind of straying, but like I said, my give a damn is busted. I remember that when I was reading those novels, you know, you don't just always sit around your house and read. I'd go sit in a coffee shop. I'd go sit in a little cafe. I'd go sit in a restaurant, and I would read those Twilight novels, and it never failed. Being a single gentleman, as I was, and as I still am, I would read those Twilight novels, and unfailingly, I would be approached by attractive ladies seeking my company, and I don't know what it was, but they really enjoyed the Twilight novels, and I guess it showed that I was sensitive and open and all that stuff, but anyway, I'm not sure how we got into Twilight novels, but the fact of the matter is that we're talking about their nourishment and refreshment. Humans are nourishment and refreshment for demons, and there's no sustenance for a demon outside of a human. Every now and then they can ride animals, but they don't like to do it. So the bottom line is human contact is essential to a demon for survival. And really a demon is a wrongly mixed, unbalanced energetic essence, but I'm using demon just to keep contextualized with you for the time being. And then Luke said, hypothetically, and that's important. The word hypothetically is in the Greek. And if that spirit hypothetically does not find another place to rest, that's key too, because usually it looks and it finds another spot to rest. It usually finds another human host, and the implication of the language is that it usually finds another human host quick, fast, without much problem. So the unbalanced energetic essence goes out of a man or a woman, goes through the dry places seeking nourishment and refreshment, because humans are the only way that they're nourished or refreshed. And if for some reason this spirit could not find right away another host, which is by the language unlikely, it says, and again, this is another key, because it says, it's a key because we're talking about and speaking about an entity in this case that has gained some sentience. And the vast majority of what we have to actually deal with by demons, again, unbalanced energetic essences, according to Luke, the vast majority that we have to deal with that actually take a little work have gained some sentience, but not all of them have gained some sentience. Some of them just wander around and become extinct and die because they're too young, too old, too weak. Remember that. That is another key for what we're talking about. This is a pretty good show, isn't it? This is some good, interesting stuff. So if that demon does have sentience, and if it cannot, for some reason, find another host, maybe it showed up at a place where I've been speaking for a week and everybody's learned up and everybody's got their chakra mantra going on a daily basis. And in the JeffreyDaugherty.com bookstore, there's a great chakra mantra poster. It's a beautiful poster, very artistic, designed by my son with Jeff's simple chakra mantra on it. And what a great thing to place in your bedroom. Mine's on the way right now. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to start doing this video as well. We'll put that behind us so everyone can see how great it is. Wake up in the morning, see the chakra mantra, go through the chakra mantra, even though it's best to do it barefooted and on grass. And I'm guessing that most of you don't sleep outside. But if you get up and are reminded, and even if the worst case scenario, you do the chakra mantra right in your wherever your bedroom is, it's better than not doing it. But what a great way to start your day, to get yourself grounded, aligned, to get your chakras cleansed and open and in communication with the divine. So the chakra mantra, a very, very important thing. It's the chakra mantra poster at JeffreyDaugherty.com in the shop, in the bookstore. So if this demon has sentience, if for some reason it's run into a bunch of people that own the chakra mantra poster and he can't get into them, It is smart enough, the demon, to go back to itself. It says to turn back to the hut, the mud hut. And if you followed me or listened to me at all, you understand that the human form created by the Lord that we're trapped in is a mud hut. I know a lot of you think I was crazy when I first brought that out, but here it is again. Jeffrey Daugherty proven to be right 99.99% of the time. You know, the only thing I've been wrong about in the last 4 years, when I'm speaking ex cathedra, that's a little Catholic joke. When the Pope speaks forth on doctrine, it's called speaking ex cathedra. But the only thing I've been wrong about that I've made a prediction on in a spiritual sense in the last 3 years, at least, well, since I was on Coast to Coast the first time, probably the last year, the only thing I've been wrong on in the last year or two is I said that Pope Benedict wouldn't survive to get out of office when he announced that he was going to resign. I thought they were going to kill him to keep him quiet, but they must have made a deal with him, and he's been a good boy, so he's still alive. But that's the only thing I've been wrong about. I made a lot of predictions, a lot of prognostications. I continue to do so, and I continue to be proven right 99.999% of the time. If it wasn't for Pope Benedict, that rat bastard, Cardinal Ratzinger, I'd have been 100% right, and you ought to consider that. But anyway, the mud hut of the human form, as I keep telling you, created in Genesis 2:7. See, I don't make this stuff up as I go along, folks, but it carries an idea of sequential nature. This demon says to himself, I run into a bunch of these people that listen to Darty, so I can't get into them. Let me go back and sequentially check all the places that I've been forced out of. Because typically, once a dummy, always a dummy. If you have done things that have allowed demon entities to come in and reside in you, chances are you're going to keep doing dumb things that allow demonic entities to come in and reside in you. Once a dummy, always a dummy. I have people that I think are very smart calling me up for help. I remember in the particular this one girl, smart girl, I guess really a lady, smart lady, I'm not going to call her name. I probably should because she was very, very, very rude to me, very, very not nice to me and did some despicable things to me. And I probably should call her name, but it'd probably give her more exposure than she deserves. But at any rate, she called me up and said, hey, Jeff, I know you know how to deal with demons. Tell me what to do. I've got this demon bothering me. And I asked her a few questions like, of course you've got a demon bothering you. You're doing stupid things. And I'm not going to spend my time helping you get rid of this because it'll come right back. You heard the show yesterday about the lady, oh, where's my friend? And boom, it was right back. If you continue to do stupid things, you'll continue to get the same spirits back because they'll come back knowing that you're probably still stupid. And they'll come back and find it leisurely, clean, swept, and adorned, as Luke said. And this girl, who is a lawyer, she's smart enough to know better, wouldn't listen to me. And I'll guarantee you I haven't talked to her because she was very, very bad to me in reference to my first book. But she wouldn't listen to me. And I'll guarantee you she's still dealing with that same entity or one just like it because she was doing stupid things to encourage it. Once a dummy, always a dummy. And if you don't listen to a person that knows what they're doing, then you deserve what you get. Well, we've put in two shows this week. I apologize for being on hiatus, and I got a tongue lashing from John Tudor that I thoroughly deserved, and I apologize for it. But I'm glad that to be a part of the deprogrammed radio family, and I promise to do my Hail Marys, John, or my Hail Sallys, whichever would be more appropriate. And in this situation and not let that happen again. But we'll be here at least 3 days a week, probably five. And it being Friday here in Florida, we'll talk to you again on Monday. And until then, JeffreyDarty.com, ChristianWhistleblower.com. I am Jeffrey Darty, the Christian Whistleblower, and I'm encouraging you and reminding you, unindoctrinate yourself.
Stay connected with the Christian Whistleblower at www.christianwhistleblower.com. On Facebook, follow Jeffrey Darty and Jeffrey Darty Show, and on Twitter at NC Kabbalah. Visit christianwhistleblower.com today to learn how to create yourself and to live the life you'll love.